Why do some people see or hear spirits? Did you ever wonder if some people were more apt to see what they claim were spirits? Think about this. The chances of any two people having the same fingerprints is almost zero. The FBI is said to have stated those odds are 1 in 64 million, so you see it is theoretically possible, but I don't know if it has ever happened even once since fingerprinting was invented in China in 300 BC. DNA matches are even more rare. Only monozygotic twins have the same DNA. They are twins formed from the same egg when it splits into two. You may wonder why I am bringing this up. The reason is I want to show there are differences between humans, which means there are slight differences in even their brains. It is said no two human brains are alike. It is not only the physical appearance I am talking about, but also the circuitry. Therefore, could some humans find it easier to make contact with spirits if they exist than others? There is a good chance it might be true. This might account for the reason some people claim to have made contact with loved ones after they died and others didn't. It could just be a case of it being easier for a spirit to do this with some people. How do we know if this is tried by all deceased spirits but only some succeed? On the other hand, there is a lot about our bodies we still do not understand, and many automatic operations such as breathing and regulatory functions which are really not under our control. Could some of us be sending out signals we are not even aware of, or could it be when a loved one dies some of us are able to send a signal to them asking them to come to us? It might even be done unconsciously. I know this can all seem like nonsense to some of you who have never had the experience of being contacted by a loved one after they died, but as hard as it is to believe, there are many people who have experienced this phenomena. Add to this the ones who were in positions, especially in the medical profession, who worked in hospitals and witnessed this stuff firsthand with dying patients. These people will swear up and down they saw the spirits of the dead and maybe heard them talking. This raises all types of questions of what happens to us after we die. Most religions teach there is a life after death if we lived a good life, and some sort of punishment if we didn't. For those who are atheists, they believe there is no life after death and death is the end of things for them. There have been some atheists who got the shock of their lives and turned to religion. Some atheists have admitted to believing in ghosts and spirits. This seems a little strange to me. There are lists of atheists who converted to the religious. Some say it gave them a sense of peace. Could some of them have also experienced seeing deceased loved ones, which made them feel there had to be a life after death? If certain ones of us have a brain which makes it easier to contact a dead relative, that brain is not going to care what religion we are or even if we are atheists. There are those who think when we die, we go to another dimension, and sometimes the dead can be seen walking down a hall in a hospital or somewhere else and just disappearing, and they think there is an invisible vortex which opens and allows the spirits to go to their ultimate destination. I don't think anyone can answer this question, but many seem to have different ideas about this. Some believe this is the way to heaven. Others think it is a way to some area where we are going to be judged for the life we led. I guess if one is an atheist, they mostly do not believe this is happening, because how could they explain it? Our brains are far more capable than we imagine, and we know we do not use all of our brains in the tasks we endeavor to accomplish. We just seem to write off the reasons for this. But someday we may be able to take control of our entire brains and become a lot more powerful race. How do we even know we didn't live before? I am not talking about reincarnation, but a prior existence in a different place and maybe even a different body? We tend to think life on Earth is the first stage in our existence, and many believe death and spirituality is the second. There are a few who think we go through many stages. Some think this continues until we get our lives right, and then we get our spiritual reward and go to heaven. Someday people may have found out a lot more about life and maybe even death. Some of the smartest people believed in life after death. Thomas Edison worked for years on a device he hoped would allow the living to talk to the dead. He never succeeded. It is said during the period of 1860 to 1930 many communication devices were also used to try and talk to the dead. Chatbots have been created on the internet which sometimes can mimic a dead one. While this is kind of creepy, it is all artificial and certainly not real. It does make one wonder how many people secretly try to contact the dead using the internet. As a computer user, has the thought ever crossed your mind? If one looks at any of the ghost hunting shows on television, you will notice all sorts of devices to detect the dead. I am not saying any truly work, just that these shows try and convince people they can use them to detect the dead. There is nothing easier in the world than being able to manipulate an electronic device with a remote. This is what I believe when there are supposed signals from ghosts and such happening. Someone is probably standing off screen with his or her remote and making devices blink red or green and make noises and stop. I have to say, I hope not too many people get fooled by these things. Someday we will have more answers. But for now there are just too many spiritual contacts being made to dismiss what is happening.